What is the Ark of the Covenant? The Bible's answer. The Ark of the Covenant was a sacred chest made by the ancient Israelites according to the command and design of God. It housed and protected the testimony, the Ten Commandments written on two stone tablets. Construction. The ark measured 2.5 cubits long, 1.5 cubits wide, and 1.5 cubits high, 111 by 67 by 67 centimeters, or 44 by 26 by 26 inches. It was built of acacia wood and was overlaid inside and out with gold with an artistic border. Its cover, made of solid gold, featured two golden cherubs, one at each end. They faced each other with their faces toward the cover and their wings extending upward, overshadowing the cover. The ark had four rings of cast gold above its feet. Acacia wood poles overlaid with gold were put through the rings and were used for carrying the ark. Location. The ark was initially kept in the most holy compartment of the tabernacle, a transportable tent of worship that was made at the same time as the ark. The most holy was screened off from the view of the priests and the people. Only the high priest could enter this compartment one day each year on Atonement Day and see the ark. Later, the ark was moved to the most holy in Solomon's temple. Purpose. The ark was an archive for sacred items that would remind the Israelites of the covenant or agreement that God had made with them at Mount Sinai. It also played a key role in the Atonement Day ceremony. Contents. The stone tablets inscribed with the Ten Commandments were the first items placed in the ark. A golden jar of manna and Aaron's rod that budded were later added. Hebrews 9:4. Evidently, the jar and rod were removed at some point because they were not in the ark when it was moved into the temple. Transport. The ark was to be carried by the Levites on their shoulders by means of the acacia wood poles. The poles remained attached to the ark at all times, so the Levites never had to touch the ark. The screening curtain that separated the holy and the most holy was used to cover the ark while it was being carried. Numbers 4, 5, and 6. The footnote reads, the Israelites faced grave consequences when they disobeyed God's law regarding the transport and covering of the ark. End of footnote. Symbolism. The ark was associated with God's presence. For example, the cloud that appeared over the ark in the most holy and at Israelite encampments was a sign of Jehovah's presence and blessing. Also, the Bible says that Jehovah sat enthroned above the cherubs, referring to the two cherubs on the ark's cover. 1 Samuel 4:4. Thus, these cherubs were the representation of the chariot of Jehovah. 1 Chronicles 28:18. Because of what the ark symbolized, King David could write that Jehovah was dwelling in Zion after the ark was moved there. Psalm 9:11. Designations. The Bible uses a variety of terms for that sacred chest, including the Ark of the Testimony, the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark of Jehovah, and the Ark of your Jehovah's Strength. Numbers 7:89, Joshua 3:6 and 13, and 2 Chronicles 6:41. The cover of the Ark was called the propitiatory cover, or the mercy seat. 1 Chronicles 28:11, King James Version. This term refers to the special function of the cover on the Day of Atonement, when the high priest of Israel would spatter the blood of sacrificed animals toward and before the cover. These actions of the high priest made propitiation for, or covered, sins in behalf of himself and his house, and in behalf of the entire congregation of Israel. Leviticus 16, 14-17. Does the Ark of the Covenant exist today? There is no evidence that it does. The Bible shows that the ark is no longer needed because the covenant associated with it has been replaced with a new covenant, one based on Jesus' sacrifice. Jeremiah 31, 31-33. The Bible thus foretold a time when the Ark of the Covenant would be no more, yet God's people would not miss it. In a vision given to the Apostle John after the New Covenant was established, the Ark of the Covenant appeared in heaven. This symbolic Ark represents God's presence and His blessing on the New Covenant. Did the Ark serve as a sort of magic charm? No. Possessing the Ark of the Covenant did not guarantee success. For example, the Israelites had the Ark in their camp when battling the city of Ai, yet they suffered defeat because of one Israelite's unfaithfulness. Later, they were defeated by the Philistines, despite taking the Ark of the Covenant to the battlefield. That conquest was due to the wickedness of the Israelite priests, Hophni and Phinehas. The Philistines captured the Ark in that battle, but God struck them with plagues until they returned it to Israel. History of the Ark of the Covenant. 1513 BCE. Made by Bezalel and his assistants using materials contributed by the Israelites. 1512 BCE. Inaugurated by Moses along with the tabernacle and priesthood. 1512 BCE through after 1070 BCE. Moved to various locations. After 1070 BCE. Brought to Jerusalem by King David. 1026 BCE. Moved into Solomon's temple in Jerusalem. 642 BCE. Returned to the temple by King Josiah. The footnote reads, "The Bible does not state when, why, or by whom it had been removed." End of footnote. Before 607 BCE, apparently removed from the temple. It is not mentioned in the inventories of articles taken to Babylon when the temple was destroyed in 607 BCE, or of those articles later returned to Jerusalem. 63 BCE. Declared to be missing by Roman general Pompey when he conquered Jerusalem and inspected the most holy of the temple.